This is Jazz Casual. I'm Ralph Gleason, and you've been listening to the voice of Carmen McRae, accompanied by Norman Simmons on piano, Victor Sprowls on bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. And now we're going to have the opportunity to talk to a moment to Carmen McRae.
Hi.
Carmen, thank you for coming. Tell us the answer to the $64 question.
What is that?
What is a jazz singer?
Oh, fine. Well, I've been asked this question many, many times. And for years, actually, I really didn't know the answer, you know. But I figured it out, what with listening to such great people who play and interpret jazz. I don't mean singers, mm-hmm. but I'm speaking of musicians, such as Dizzy Gillespie and Joan Cannonball Adderley, Oscar Peterson. It's only a singer who takes a standard, we'll say. We'll just use that as an example. An old tune like Stardust or More Than You Know, mm-hmm. or maybe an up-tempo tune, and sort of actually changes the melody. In other words, what we call improvising. It's just the idea of singing different melodies, a different melody that's originally written to the same chord changes that have been mm-hmm. written by the composer, mm-hmm. you know. I think it's very interesting for one point, Ralph. I think it gives the individual a chance to sort of inject themselves into the song for the people, if I'm saying that correctly. You know?
Well, is this one of the things that makes a difference between a pop singer, for instance, and a jazz singer?
Well, I think so, but I tell you something else that I've found out about that particular thing that you're mentioning. As I said, a jazz singer is one who improvises, and a pop singer is one who does not. We'll put mm-hmm. it in two separate categories. But you know one thing? I found out after all these years that it is really difficult to sing a song exactly the way it was written and inject your personality. You know, it can't be done. I'll tell you, for instance, I went to see Nat Cole in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, the secret of his success is, of course, beside being a good great singer and a good musician, is that this man very, very seldom deviates from the original melody. And yet, it's very likable. You know, I like it. And I've tried to do it, and I come out in left field somewhere, boy. But it's nice. It's very interesting. Another person that does this, a girl singer, who, to me, is one of the most tremendous singers today, and she isn't well-known because of the stupid reasons in this business sometimes, is Lurleen Hunter.
Ah, yes.
Now, she doesn't, very seldom does she improvise, but she has got such great quality and great feeling, you know. And she just sings a song, boom, just the way it's written, but with something she puts in it, it's just beautiful.
Well, now, in your own work, how much of what you do is improvised and change from night to night in a specific tune, like the one you just sang? Do you sing it that way all the time?
Basically. You know, the arrangements are the same. Not note for note. Well, I can't remember what I do from time to time anyway. But I doubt if it's the same way all the time. You know, I've had people to ask me, would you sing? I have a recording of yours, namely such and such a tune. Would you sing it just like you did on the record? And I said, surely. And I'll go up there and I'll think I'm doing it that way. And they'll come up and say, no, now the last 8 bars, sweetie. You put a note there, didn't, but you know, well, I just can't remember. Because for one thing, I sing as I feel.
Yeah.
Now, I might be feeling swinging tonight, boy, you know, and then tomorrow I might be bugged about something. And I'll just change it some sort of way, I'm sure.
Do you pick songs that you're going to do because of the melody or because of the lyrics or a combination?
Well, a combination. I'd say 3/4 of the reason is the lyric, you see, and a quarter is the melody. Because I tell you why I say that, because if I heard a song that I liked melodically, I really liked melodically, I didn't like the lyrics, I wouldn't do it.
What do you look for in a lyric?
Well, I looked for something to say, you know, I don't like, unless it's just a little, if the song is supposed, if I get enough requests for a song and I think I can do it and it's not too great lyrically, I might, mm-hmm. I'll put that in, might do it. But if I look for a lyric, it's got to have something cute to say, something that I think I can say convincing.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't say convincingly, regardless of how great the words are, I just can't make it.
Well, this would be a category for singers, classification for singers, too. They should all say it convincingly.
I think so.
You mentioned once that you've had singers do that to you, sell you on a song by the way in which they did it.
Because they've given me, I might have listened to the song by, heard it or seen it done by someone, and didn't particularly like the song anyway, and maybe didn't like the artist that was doing it. So consequently, I got no, I didn't hear any bells, as they say. But then again, I can, someone else can come along and do it and have a whole new interpretation of, you know, Ralph, that's just like looking at, we were talking about this the other night, looking at a picture, and you see one thing and I see another.
Yeah.
It's the same picture, you see? But now I might buy it and you might say, what is she, a nut or something? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So that's the way it is with a lyric or a song with different artists portraying it, that's all.
What song are you going to sing for us now?
What song am I going to sing? Troublous Man? Oh, a very appropriate number we're going to do right now.
All right.
All right? It's called Trouble is a Man.
Trouble is a Man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
going to
welcome.
Enjoy this.